You never heard of a hero or a horror?
A horror?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about? Yes, you did tell me about horror. They got a little bitty teeth out there. Why? Uh-huh. All right, let me see how them things made. It made sideways or something like that. You seen one?
I think I have. I've seen people use mattresses.
Use what?
The springs on the bed, not the mattress, but the springs.
What do you do with that?
They drag it. And yeah. It's moved.
Yeah, well, I see that. With a plow?
Yeah, they just, well, drag it behind a truck or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just move it. Everything down. I guess I think that's about the same, you know.
Yeah, I guess
principle.
So. I guess so. But I ain't never seen that. Now, I used to see, lately, I seen them, I was up there on Mr. Moses' place, and, they take a cross tie and put it behind the mule and drag the rose down with that.
Cross tie is that?
That's a cross tie where the railroad on back there.
You know, when you're plowing, there's sort of a trench that the plow cuts. You call that the, you know what I mean? It cuts out the ground like this and throws it on either side.
What the, talking about with the plow name?
Well, no, what they call that, that it digs out. They call that a...
I don't know, but the plow they usually do that is called a mealy buster.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't know what you would call the, you know, ground, but the mealy buster goes straight down and throw the dirt. That's a mealy buster.
Did you ever hear the ground called the furrow?
The furrow?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I believe you got me now.
Well, if you hadn't done much farming. Do you ever hear of when you have two mules hitched up together, you say you had a what?
When you have two mules, that's when you're first breaking up your land.
Would you call that a team or a pair of mules?
A pair of mules. That's when you first breaking it up, for getting it ready for the plan. You have two mules then.
On the, when you're raising cotton, you have to go out with the hoe and kind of thin the cotton out. What do you say you're doing?
Number thinning cotton.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Oh, any kind, and all kinds.
What kinds of grass grow up in your yard that you don't want?
No kind. See my grass out there? I don't do nothing but keep it cut down low so it'll be pretty. That's what you call, that grass? I forget the name of it, but it used to be high-priced grass. Used to be a dollar and a half for a piece about like that. But everybody in about got it now.
Do you grow much flowers here?
Okay. That's one thing. I can't grow no flowers, and I hate it because everywhere I stayed in about, I had a pretty little flower here.
How come you can't grow here?
Too much shade.
You'd say cotton grows out in the, if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that a
field.
What would